Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, y'all, we're here. Open Drive On Monday night. I want everybody to free your minds and your ass and fall. You can see freedom is in your mind. It's time to start calling on freedom, y'all. Time to start calling on freedom. Time to start calling on freedom. There is no other way. You the people must bring it out. First, you got to free your mind of all the things that be piled up in you. Keep my own. It's a one nation thing, y'all. We've been separated, but tonight, the topic is Ebola, CDC, Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. I don't think I want that scenario. So y'all better chant this song right here. When y'all hear him say freedom, Monday night, OE Drive Bombs. Get ready. We're going to bring bone to bone together. Thank you.
on in. We're about to bring it on in. Y'all feel it coming, y'all. Welcome. Another evening, Monday night with Dry Bones at the Dry Bones Connection, www.drybones.com. It's a pleasure to have y'all continue to listen. We're going to do a few little things. First thing first, let me make sure I get a check in here. Can you hear me, 8848?
Can, thank you.
All right. Keep in there, and just in case of emergency, so hang in there with me. Tonight, everybody, this is and try not to make no noise because I will have to mute you if you make noise now. It's one of those things where we have to talk about tonight. It's one of those things where many of us try to pretend it don't exist, but it does exist. Genocide exists. And what we are coming upon is a very crucial time frame. Many of you who have been listening to Dry Bones Connection have known us to talk about astrological phenomena in the heavens. Well, I want you to all be aware that all of the Vatican and its bishops have key astrologers and key microscopes that are observatories are all over the earth positioned in key areas. They are very aware of what's going on in the heavens. Also, we have to talk about this war that's going on in the so-called Middle East. And I say so-called because many of y'all have known through some of our learnings that can't have a Middle East without a Middle North. So that's a fictitious land location. But before we get started tonight, because it's heavy, tonight's topic is Ebola, CDC, Atlanta, Georgia, equals dead niggas. I'm going to say it again. Ebola and the Center of Disease Control, which is located in Atlanta, Georgia, equals dead niggas. Now, we already know I'm going to let everything be known tonight. This is one of them shows where you have to deal with the language. We will not get vulgar, but we will get to the areas where need to be sized. Black folks around the earth, regardless of your language, if you have similarities that are of black African descent, which is predominantly all over the earth, regardless, this is very important to you. I have reported on a couple shows prior back that they were already using the borders. They were cutting off the borders in Senegal and on these other countries over there in the east part of Africa. And so, actually West Africa, excuse me, I was standing correct, West Africa. And they are actually putting in the UN and so forth. Well, that's the Ebola that being now being brought over here to the CDC, Center of Disease Control, which is in every movie that we watch about when it comes down to these zombie movies, when it comes down to these plagues and these so-called germs. The CDC or the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, they're also a part of every movie as well. So let that be understood. So the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, which is a predominantly black city, who has a very progressive population, considering that it's most of our talk shows, reality show elites live there. And also they have a very high, let's say, gay population. Now, how is all this going to tie in tonight? Well, before we get started, let me do the business at hand today, because I'm very hyped up this weekend. I have a lot of information going on. I want to give a shout out to St. Petersburg. They had a book fair in St. Petersburg, and I heard it was very successful. Ms. Barbara Sorcy, who I had the pleasure of meeting, they have books and authors. I think they're going to do it again. I'm going to be giving information on that prior to probably Wednesday night, maybe have her on here Wednesday night to talk. I should have another brother, my brother, Brother Keith, and he's going to come on with his book. And we just want everybody to know that we're going to start a book club. I'm going to get initiated. His book is I'll Smile Tomorrow. It's also available on Amazon and on Pyramid Books down here in Miami or in Florida. Just go to pyramidbooks.com. Also, Ms. Serious Sister still at it. We want everybody to know that we are still connected to the locale, because locale is where you're going to have your best survival rate around your own local people. So I want to give another shout out to Sister Irene Cates, who also has been debating and doing quite well up in St. Petersburg. A lot of good people up in that area. Tampa, they're going to have coming up this week in Tampa, those of you in the area, Tampa, Orlando, Lakeland, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, all of you up there, they're going to have my man, Marcus Garvey Festival up there. Go online, look it up, the Marcus Garvey Festival. It's going to be in Tampa this weekend. Look it up online. It should be good. Just to get around people with some confidence and talk about these things and debate, if you have to, but debate with some sincerity and some conviction of facts. Emotional debating is like masturbating. Okay, it's just emotional. We got to have some facts, because things are happening so fast. And then when we tell people that what we actually factually found, emotions get in the way. So understand that quite well. And before we get started, because this show won't be hot, because see, it's going to be some dead niggas. It's already some dead niggas. There's dead niggas every day on the news. Every day. I can't go a day without hearing about some dead niggas either in Africa or some dead niggas over here on the continent of America. All day long. How long are we going to be watching these dead niggas primarily being killed by other niggas? Now, I can say that Paul Mooney said it, Rich Pryor. Y'all heard the word niggas. Y'all know y'all hear it every day. Y'all hear it from other groups. Even Hispanics are calling themselves niggas. White people are calling themselves niggas. So let's not play with the word niggas. Y'all have desensitized it every day on listening to Tom Joyner and all the other shows. So nothing hurts anything tonight. But before we get started, this will continue to happen to us. Principles of the chosen, my eye on the walls in stone, which cannot be duplicated or fornicated. Truth, justice, harmony, balance, reciprocity, order, and righteousness. I don't know what I have to say other than that. That does not make sense. And if somebody can translate into other languages, if you don't want truth, justice, harmony, balance, reciprocity, order, and righteousness, which is foundational to having any type of principle, trade, any type of principle of education. Otherwise, without those principles coming together in cohesion, you only have chaos. And tonight we are in order. Chaos out of order. And they're going to do this tonight, baby. They're going to do this tonight. They are planning your genocide. Every single one of you who are listening and who are listening on your computers, is no need no longer to play with this. When they brought that over here from Africa, the script was already written. They'd already planned on making sure that they will produce the movie epic that they've been showing us for the past 25 years of George Romero's The Zombies. They have already conditioned our minds into the zombie thinking. They have already made us love zombies. Horror Night. We love it. I watch horror movies. We know we love it. It's thrilling. But what we didn't know is that they would actually pull it off on people. Let's be honest. Before we bring you in, we're going to make sure we run through this real clearly. I'm going to have to turn everybody down. If you're on the air, I will put you on as I see your numbers. I do see a few of your numbers out here, so I will put you in. We'll put your hands in the queue so I can bring you in, bring some of you in. I want to bring a lot of you in on this conversation because this is a very serious conversation. And I think everybody needs to be aware of it. My sister, you still out there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right, stay quiet. Stay there. I'm going to bring a lot of y'all in after we get finished, but we got to go through this. So y'all help me out. And tonight, I'm talking to Atlanta, Georgia, because I used to watch a movie, all of us seen, called Three the Hard Way with Fred Willis and Jim Kelly, Jim Brown. It was these three individuals that they were needed to go and stop a sinister scientist white supremacist group that looked like neo-Nazism. They were going to put a genetically vial of chemicals in the water that will only attack black people's genetics. Now, this is in 1974, y'all. Think about that. They made a movie about this, of how they wanted to do this. We, in 2014, about to see 15. And if you don't think the technology has now been into it's in hyperspace now. They are way ahead of the game. And we still in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, many of us. That's our categories. Many of us haven't even went to 2000. It's a very small few who can see the 2000 game. But let's talk about this. They showed you these in these movies where they were going to kill us through genetics. Now here we got in Georgia, the Georgia Guy Stones. These three stones that represent total depopulation. I don't see not one black person that's of anybody in Georgia's representation of government ever even going to see if it's what that meant. I haven't seen any blacks in Georgia who even really, except for a few maybe, on internet and Facebook, those of you who are aware of it, but the major people that players act like that don't exist up there. This thing predicts that they have to control the Earth population for some strange reason in order to bring in this utopic experience. Well, let's take a look at this utopic experience. At whose expense is this going to be? Now, in going to Atlanta, I'm going to deal with it. They've been promoting Atlanta as being messed up. The new ABC show called Walking Dead. They got a man walking through Atlanta, deserted. And you got all this zombie stuff going on, the zombie apocalypse. Now, I'm going to show you something how this works. They are going to have their own man-made apocalypse. We're going to be talking about false flags tonight. I hope I have Lieutenant Dorothy might be with us as well. False flags. That means they will produce the event, almost like ISIS. Everybody, they call these people ISIS, the goddess of Kemen and Hor. They call themselves ISIS, and they are butchering people, supposedly, in the name of Allah. So you can see this scenario is being built up. I'm going to put it right to this perspective so we don't have no problem. So if the currency is to collapse, they got one waiting for us. You don't think they got one waiting for us, everybody? You need to do a good research on the North American Union. It's already ready. It's no faking around. You can do all the paperwork you want. I ain't got nothing against you learning law, but you are learning Roman jurisdiction law, which is slave law, merchant law. You are not going to escape from the mafia. I mean, unless you can beat the mafia with what they're pulling, then, hey, I'm with you if you can come up with the concept to do it. But this is what we're dealing with. They're not going to just, they got money waiting on us, y'all. They got money already minted up. So when this comes, they can say, oh, we got something in the wings. So let's go, just get away from that for a minute. So that, keep that in thought. But they got money for us. They ain't got no collapse going on where they gonna be. They gonna make us lose what we got to institute this new money. But when that happens, it's gonna be much horrific than George Romero's movie of the zombie, Night of the Living Dead. Now, I'm gonna put everything straight. Now, this voodooism, everything always go back to black. They took a concept from my peoples, and I'm gonna say my peoples. They may not call them people. I'm gonna be real about this. I just watched a Haitian documentary, and I remember them coming here into Miami. They were treated bad by us individuals who call ourselves Black America. And we called them names and so forth, and then they got that treatment from others. Well, they had devised, just like over in Louisiana, they were trained in herbs. They were specialists. They knew plant life. They were able to take from nature the blowfish that was able to have a poison. They knew how to take certain animals that have venom, and it can make elixirs. This is known throughout ancient times to now. All cultures have their own remedies. And Hidden Colors, which I don't discriminate, Hidden Colors did show those of you who may not know that we were the medicine men that all of these people came to get their remedies fixed. So voodooism, and our Haitian people have brought this into the mainstream, and they've taken something that is pretend on a pretext of bringing the spirit of the dead, and they've taken that and put it in a Hollywood perspective. So now everything is dealing with zombies, but not the real pretense of how voodooism or Vodun culture really works. Now I'm asking my Haitian brothers and sisters, because they have copied this, you should always be willing to teach what that is about, so people will not be frightened, because Hollywood is going to make them frightened of what's about to take place. And so because of that spirit that they were scared of, they were able to take people and put them into trances based off blood, heart rate being reduced, certain venoms bring your rate down. You can almost be into an unconscious state until you come out of it and it looks like you woke from the dead. Similar to the story of Jesus being with vinegar and gall. Look that up. Vinegar and gall was what Jesus was revived with when he was considered dead. So that is what they are talking about. Now, I just want everybody to realize that before we finish this, I'm going to bring everybody in, we got to finish this script here. Let me just say this. I'm going to read this, and I hope all y'all are listening. Obama. I'm going to get this out for y'all. Obama. And I did a show called Obama Mania, and you guys are totally, many of you, and I want to say a great 90% of you are Obama maniacs, because you did not ask him why would he sign Executive Order 13295. Revised list of quarantinable communicable diseases, which was introduced by George W. Bush into law. What Obama did was sign an executive order that would make sure that anybody who has a respiratory disease would be under the pretense of being rounded up and put into FEMA camps based on the fact of sending out communicable diseases. One of those diseases here is A, cholera, diphtheria, infectious tuberculosis, plague, smallpox, yellow fever, viral hemorrhage, fevers, Lassa, Marburg, and here is the famous one, Ebola, Seminary Congo, South American, and others to be named. If you have severe acute respiratory syndrome, which is SCARS, which this disease associates with fever, signs and symptoms of pneumonia and other respiratory illnesses transmitted from person to person, predominantly by aerosolized a droplet route. Now, what that mean, we got to look that up a little bit more, but, you know, it sounds like a code. And from this, he signed into order that you can be picked up. This is a continuation of the Bush era. Now, you can say what you want. If you're really studying history and studying these presidents, their laws don't go into effect until years later. So when we get to Obamacare, it's in 2017, and whoever's president then will have the power to do what's necessary in Obamacare's full strength. It's not at full strength yet, but they're preparing it for full strength. So here we are. Now, this has to be looked at, everybody. I'm going to read this to you. Understand, I'm going to get your comments. Obama is a front man for a powerful elite who are real power brokers. Therefore, he is expected to follow their agenda, which includes depopulation policies. This doesn't mean that he would be depopulating himself. It means, oh, he's a killer himself. No, it does not. It means that he's saying that he will simply put in place and pass all a legislation that will be promoting depopulation policies. Now look what he did. He says, as Ebola outbreak continues to be a concern, President Obama just signed an amendment to the executive order, which I just mentioned, that will allow him to mandate and apprehend and detentions of all Americans who merely show signs of respiratory illness. The executive order was revised, which I just told you, by George Bush. This was in 2003, y'all. And here's the kicker, and we're going to get this thing rolling tonight. You don't know, I told y'all, from me learning about this, that you're not in the United States, you're not in a corporation no longer, you are in a union. You're in a union. You don't even know it. That's how deep this is. We're talking so much stuff, the union is already in. And here's the reason why. And this is statistically factual, so you cannot say I'm making this up. Here goes. It says U.S. border intelligence agency fueled invasions of southern U.S. borders by 50,000 illegal Central American children and a coordinated collapse of the U.S. executive control of its borders. You hear what it says? A coordinated collapse of the U.S. executive control of its borders and immigration standards. That means you have no borders. You are now an open country. When you're open, now that means you are now taken over by something that's bigger. What makes anything bigger is considered a union. Look that up in your black law dictionaries. And when you have a union or when you have a committee, those of you who don't know what committee means, look up in your black law dictionary, it means communism. So all these subcommittees that we have in our so-called laws and jurisdictions and so forth that these senators are in, I'm in the committee of finance. That means that's a small group of people making decisions. That's not by the whole Senate. That's by a small select group that will make that decision. So here we go. The executive order will be stand. It is connected to a planned Ebola martial law false flag. You heard what I just said? It is connected to a planned Ebola martial law false flag. Are the 50,000 illegal immigrants, children, and criminals, and everybody else now here, vectors for Ebola, or are they patsies for a false flag upon whom the spread of the epidemic will be blamed? They have the perfect scenario. They may blame the immigrants who are in FEMA camps. And I think you need to look up all the FEMA camps so you don't think we're making this up, for those of you who are delusional. They're there. They're in your states. You are probably living around them. You don't even know. And what they plan to do, Atlanta, I'll be very, very worried about those of you who live around the Center of Disease Control. When I just told you they can put stuff in water. Now, I had the irritated genie on last week, and he mentioned something that we talked about because I had watched Through the Hard Way, and then I told him, and we were talking about this gay bomb. And I'm glad he brought it out. It was better for him to do it. That means he looked it up. And that bomb was supposed to be used on Iraqis to spray them with estrogen to feminize them, because, of course, those of you on Facebook, you see they are torturing homosexuals in Arabian countries. And I've said it when I've seen it. Dr. Omar, go over there and see if you can stop that. Then I know you are excellent at your job. Because if you can stop that, you bad. But they are actually killing all over the earth. This is known. This ain't no fake move. This is a real move. So those of you who are in fantasy world, Disneyland, you don't look at the news. They are killing people for even acting like they're gay. And that's amazing to be known. Now, they are using all this as a proxy to create turmoil, order out of chaos. This is on your dollar God bill. And we must understand, if you're not into symbolism, all this will sound crazy to you. So I hope you go to www.drybonesconnection.com and look this up, because you need to be aware of certain realities that nobody is going to be able to stop it unless you realize it all together. Don't get caught up with, unless we wake up at the same time. That's how deep this is. Because many of our immigrant buddies and friends love this country. Oh, yes, they do. You just watch some of these shows. You got people, I just watched a show today, I just told you, and they were so glad to be here. They're so happy. And so, for those of you who think you're going to stop the birth certificate scam, I doubt it, because those people are going to be citizens soon, and guess what? They got to have birth certificates. So that means that you are now a commodity. No need no more, because they got a new batch of birth certificates to give out. They got this thing played out to the T, because, see, people are happy to be here because they all made them other countries so messed up with this thing we're going to talk about called super soldiers. At the top of the hour, we will get into super soldiers, because y'all think this is made up. No. They got soldiers who have been able to stay awake for hours with adrenaline that they've been shooting into their bodies, because they are called super soldier projects. They're about to unleash them. Now, before we get into this big discussion, Obama is now going to have to let troops go over to Iraq. This is what William Cooper, Beheld a Pale Horse, said. And I look at facts. I don't look at people emotional talk. He said when they start to move them over there to the new war, this will leave this area open. They would demilitarize the police department into what they've always been waiting for, a police state. Because the police now will be used as the military. It's already ready. They're ready. They're military right now. That's why they can kill now with immunity. You haven't even figured it out, because you're too busy looking at Black Law Dictionary, but you ain't looking at military law. You ain't looking at fascism law. You can't beat that by putting in paperwork all day long. Because you see, they don't care about that. They're using science to kill us. And it's not just us, it's whites too. Because see, white folks, let's be honest, everybody, I want y'all to quit faking. The war with the Kurds, the war with Kamishia, with the Russians, they killing their own. They don't care about this. This is what you're dealing with. You don't know what you're dealing with. They don't have a problem killing white people. They're going to kill a whole bunch of them in a few minutes. Soon as they get this, soon as they create this Islamic Jewish hate sentiment that is coming on now, because they have told you this, and we sit back and watch it, and we go, marching ain't going to help us, y'all. And I must bring everybody on. It's almost about an hour. Marching ain't going to help us. And I want to talk about my brother who got killed. I don't know him good. Of course, we don't know him, but he was in Missouri. Now, granted, he was definitely messed up. I wish we had real people who can go over there with their laws And so all this so-called, they know the law and get together and help these people. If you're so diverse, it would be nice. That would be something that we can be proud to say, that these brothers came together for once and brought cases together for once. Instead of trying to be gurus, you can't beat the devil unless you are the devil. Which one are you? So when they kill these people, seem to go by with foolishness. Now we rioting. Everybody, I'm trying to tell you, they want you to riot. They can't. Let me tell y'all right now, rioting is like feeding the dog steak. Go ahead. Keep it up. I'm telling you now, you don't got to listen to me. I'm just a lowly nigga to y'all anyway. You go ahead and riot, and you're going to see the most sophisticated weapons that you have ever seen the police department ever use. Because you never asked them where the money's been spent. Your pinches went to demilitarize the police department. So when this thing broke down, when they're ready to do their thing, they'll have all these weapons. They got sound cannons that they use on Reverend Pinckney Group. I talked to him already. Actually, here's some victims. And I want to make this clear, because I know I flip-flop on sometimes knowing the law. But when people go to execute it to help people out, that's a different thing. And luckily, he has some people to help him out. It's always the other people, though. Ain't that a shame, y'all? Every time somebody's supposed to be so versus law, when it's time to go to court, we got to have some other group representing us. I think that should be looked upon because facts matter. If the percentage of us going to jail based off what people saying, there's something wrong. Why our representation ain't all these brothers who supposed to be grand sheiks and everything? We can't get out. We can't get a some type of group together that legalized. We will spend money to help that, wouldn't we? If you was for real. So tonight, we're going to talk about World Health Organization, Black Genocide, Atlanta. Ooh, you scare me, Atlanta. Y'all got some stuff going on there. Y'all drinking some funny water. I think y'all better get that water tested. I think y'all better get y'all water tested. I'm serious. Y'all for real about y'all lives up there? Because I'm in the south further than y'all. Y'all want to go up there? Better check your water. Those of you talking all this other stuff about how healthy you are, better check our water too. If you ain't trying to drink with filters and everything, they using water for weaponry. That's a fact. Then we want to talk about false flags. That means faking a war in Iraq when you just killed Saddam Hussein in front of the whole world. I mean, come on, y'all. We got to think. They killed the man in front of the whole world. All of a sudden, they come in. Desert Storm 1 and 2. Our oil prices ain't even went down, and you got the man's oil. Something ain't right. But you know what? When you sheep, you will be led to the slaughter. And then finally, martial law quarantine, which would be easy to do in Atlanta. Oh, man. Just think of one of them get out that CDC building. Oh, man. Oh, man. One of them just happened to walk out the CDC. They didn't know. We didn't know they got out. Boy, y'all be really, ooh, my goodness. Nothing you going to do. You can't call Oprah because she ain't coming. She with Bill Gates. She probably saying, yeah, I told you it'll work. Now, and then FEMA camps. So let me start here. I'm going to work my way up until everybody brings y'all some of y'all in here on this. I see those of you who are listening. I got 5959-1-877-8848. I got many of you on the line. And those of you who are listening, continue. We will keep this going. We've got so much to talk about tonight. So good evening, those of you who have come on here tonight. I see Northern Florida, Georgia. Best of you from Georgia. Let me start with Georgia because you in the heart. Y'all heard this. Many of our celebrities, all these church brothers are running to Georgia. They're trying to start up, open up shop in Georgia. Good old Georgia. We can hear Ray Charles now. What do you think about all this? I hear you, but you're making noise. Go ahead. I hear you. 1-877. Okay, she's trying to get it together. Let me get a 5959. You on here?
Peace, brother. How you doing?
All right, bro. You heard what's going on. Give me your viewpoint on what's happening.
Well, I'll say this here, brother. Brother Dry Bones. I think one thing we keep looking at this situation. Yeah, what's up, brother? I think one thing we have to look at the situation is this has been brewing for quite some time. I think we have to realize that all these movies about the living dead, which they made it into a bad connotation or phrase, it's more to that, but it would be more of the dead living if you really want to know the real concept of that word, that two play on words. But what we've seen is, as if people really look at it, how many movies have they had about diseases with having done experiments on animals, with these animals getting outbreaks, World War Z, which they were talking about zombies. Actually, the power elite look at us as zombies anyway. They look at us as brain dead. They look at us as cattle. They look at us as... there's another word they call it, almost like basically automaton, brainless, which technically, when you really have no clue what's going on in the power elite, you are an automaton, you are a robot, because you can give me a little time, Brother Drybone. They know that you work 9 to 5, majority. They know that you pretty much work 5 days a week. They pretty much know the weekend, you probably going to have 1 day off Saturday. You know, Saturday you might be off, but you may work. You're going to have 1 day off. They know that you are going to strive to be rich, which everybody's not going to be. They know that you probably want to be a CEO, but if you ever look at all the people who are CEOs, there's only a select few to ever get to. And on top of that, it doesn't matter how long you work at a company, you will never reach the high of a CEO. You'll be a first or second line. But you'll never be a CEO. The game that they play is you want that level and that title, but it's only passed around to other elite status. That's the catch. So you have to look at the fact that all these movies are talking about us. All these movies are making fun of us. And all these movies, they're leading us down to slaughter. Brother Drybone said it exactly right. They're killing people overseas, and we have no clue. They're going to go into Syria soon. I don't know why Obama's slowing down. They already started propaganda, I seen 6 months ago. They were talking about all the kids they're killing in Syria. Anytime you see these clowns with this propaganda, all their tyrants. It's the same crap they've used with Saddam Hussein. All these in Libya with Muammar Gaddafi. They the same garbage propaganda they use to go into these countries and kill these leaders with no remorse. No type of law that stops this satanic country. So we must be prepared and get ready, people. Our brothers and sisters in Africa, even though some of us over here talking about we ain't no kinsmen, which you're stupid if you think that. And I say that again, you're stupid if you think that. They're trying to genocide those people over there, and when they get through genocizing them, they're going to start genocizing us with what you see with this Ebola virus. So if you're not ready to prepare, you better be.
Now, the Ebola virus started there. Now, let's be honest.
Right.
The Ebola virus, everybody, and stay online, y'all, keep it online. Those of you who want to get on this call, hit the number one. The Ebola virus has already been mingling around for years, y'all. Y'all remember y'all been hearing little outbreaks of Ebola here, Ebola there. But they decided to go full blast on Africa based off of some findings of minerals, oil, different deposits necessary for their 21st century drive on. They got to have it. But here's the key. There's many rich Africans. Y'all go on drybonesdetection.com. I'm hearing a little bit of noise background. Could y'all please y'all in there? Because that makes me have to cut y'all out of there. Let me see where it's coming from. Because I can hear it. I know everybody else can hear it. We need y'all to understand, to keep it a little bit down because it picks up, because you know we're on computers and we're on phones and so forth. So please try to keep your noise reduction down. But back to what we're saying, Africans have a new super elite. There's many of Africans who are partying. Just like I said, you can watch yourself. Go to www.drybones.com. You can see it yourself. They partying bigger than we are. Bigger cars, bigger everything. Now, my thing is this. The connection that we're going to have, if we are sincere, everybody, is going to be, can't be a me, it got to be a us thing if we're going to survive this one, because they already divide us. And here's the key. All of us got the same hatred that they have for themselves in Europe. So if you English, of English descent, and most of you who are English with Johnson, Williams, you know, those type of names, you got a hatred for probably the French, the Irish. So you don't have a good rapport with blacks who probably speak French because, you know, we've been told to hate the French. So because America don't like the French, the European America, he don't like the French. He don't got us. So when we hear our brothers and sisters speaking French, it has a total disconnect. Then we have the English-speaking Queens English niggas, which would be considered Jamaicans. And see, even though the Jamaicans speak English, the Queen, and we speak regular broken English from the so-called renegade groups that are our dialect today, we got a hatred because, of course, Mother England, even though we still might get along, Mother England seems to be superior. So those who are from Mother England's womb thinks they're higher than the rest of the niggers because, of course, Mother England is the ruler. And this seems to be what we are into today, regardless of the only time we have fun. We have sex with each other. Jamaicans are screwing everything, and we screwing everything. Dominicans are screwing everything. We don't care about the end when it comes to sex mingling, but when it comes to the cultural, national identity, we've been had. Because our identity really ain't what you think it is, everybody. Your identity is those who have conquered you. Now, even though Haiti won, they really didn't win. You say, what you talking about, man? They really didn't win because those mulatto niggas gave everything back to the French. Look it up if I'm lying. It's called the Jacobeans. They gave it all back. So they only had a period of maybe 20 years of anything of light. Soon as that happened, read Frederick Douglass, whose memoirs of being the first ambassador to Haiti, which many of people don't know. He was their ambassador. He wrote about what he seen in Haiti. He was disgusted, but of course, he had to do his role. So I'm gonna ask the sister. I mentioned to you. I got Atlanta. Atlanta, you seem to be quiet up there. Your phone working? Your phone working up there, girl? Because I'm about to bring you in here. Now you in Georgia. You see the Georgia God Stones are there. I know these rappers gotta know they exist there. I don't know why they don't do a video in front of it. Maybe they have, right? Maybe I ain't see it. But tell me, what's the vibe knowing that you are in the heartland of the biggest biological making machine on the planet, the CDC?
Wow, I never looked at it like that. I've been living here in Atlanta for many years. Having a CDC, actually, I thought it was a safe thing until I got on Dry Bones Connection. But I never really actually, to be honest with you, to think about having CDC here and our lives and such danger, especially now that we have the Ebola virus that has came alive. And I did do a little research on the Ebola because I was a little nervous, wanted to make sure it wasn't here in Atlanta. But what I uncovered was there was a couple workers that came here that may have had been contacted with Ebola from over in West Africa. And so they are being treated here, but other than that, there haven't been any other outbreaks here in Georgia. But what I did also find out that, like you were saying earlier, Ebola is not a new virus. It's been around since 1976, and it was uncovered over by the Ebola River in West Africa and Sudan and Zaire. And so far, I'm assuming, and I'm sure that the Europeans created the disease and they use our African brothers and sisters as guinea pigs, because I was trying to figure out how it evolved. And what I've found out so far, I don't know if anyone else has found anything, but they said that the fruit bats are believed to carry and spread the virus without being affected, which is kind of weird that, you know, a bat can have it and not be affected. So I'm sure that theory really goes out the window. But so far they're saying that it's effective maybe 1,000 people per year. But now that 2014 has arrived, this is the highest outbreak so far. It's up to 1,320 cases that have been identified, and also what I've uncovered that if you do come in contact with the virus, there is nothing to cure, but for some reason it dehydrates your body. So drinking sweet and salty waters and intravenous fluids is the only thing that they're actually providing for people right now. But I also wanted just to make a few comments on what you brought up about the Guidestones in Georgia. I never visit the Guidestones, the Gillstones. I don't know if I'm saying it right, Guidestones.
Yeah, Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah, it said that they were, it was built here in 1979 by an unknown person. So we don't know exactly who actually developed the Guidestones, but for some reason I have 10, I guess like the Ten Commandments or something like that. But if you don't mind, I'll share with the listeners that's on the Guidestones. In 2008, they had a graffiti. I don't know if you know about that, but in 2008, somebody came and said, fuck the New World Order, and sprayed it all over the Guidestones. And I was, trying to figure out why they said that, you know, New World Order. But it says that the first thing is they want to maintain humanity under 500,000 people, I guess, to balance the nature.
No, 500 million. Yeah,
500
million.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's 500.
Yeah, 500 million.
Oh, 500.
Yeah, 500
okay,
million.
You're right. I'm sorry. That is 90. That's five. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And hold on. Yeah. Since you brought that up now, being that many of you, yeah, it does say that, everybody, and many of you who are on the air who knows about this, notice this, that she just said something key. No one knows who put these particular huge slabs of stone, four of them, weighed a good amount of weight. No one knows who did it. Now, come on, y'all. Let's be real here. Let's be real. This is how we are sheep led to the slaughter. If anybody in their right mind did not know that they was putting that there and could not tell who lives in that area that they were putting this big monstrosity up there saying they were going to depopulate the earth, that was a test to see, especially in Georgia, where that's considered a very southern state, large, huge African population, mixture of homegrown with all other groups mingling in. So that cannot be deceived as we know. You know, and here we got prestigious colleges, everybody. All these prestigious colleges that's in Georgia, and no one had the inkling while they was doing what that dance they were, all that damn stepping. They be doing all these college. They couldn't step up to find out why the hell somebody would put huge slabs of this on the land of Georgia. This goes to show you how naive we are as a people to not know that this was put here in the definition of we don't know how. We don't know how it got here. This is in the definition of how it got. We don't know. And this is etched in stone, everybody. I mean, perfectly etched in there in different languages. That's another thing. It's in different languages. It's not just in England. It's in all languages that we're going to depopulate y'all. So this is foolishness. And that's why I say now we got to start looking at what's behind Obamacare. We got to look at that. Because right now, Obamacare is being used, and I'm talking to all workers who are in unions, you are in jeopardy, including myself. They are planning to take our benefits, as far as medical, and erode them into so that we can all fall under Obamacare by 2017. That's when Obamacare kicks in, everybody, 2017. Right after the election of the so-called next emperor of North America. That emperor or empress, who I see as the white goddess Columbia, who've been under all of our Columbia pictures, who have shown you through all movies that the white goddess will be put on the pedestal. Of course, many of you will say, that's not true. Well, I'm just going to put myself out there. Hillary Clinton will be the next empress of the North American Union. And she said in her speech, and if you don't keep up on these things, she said, I will make the tough decisions. See, they're making Obama seem like he can't make decisions, which was perfectly scripted. He can't make decisions, they say. If you remember clearly the day that they killed Saddam Hussein, they were all sitting together like it was a poker game, looking at the TV, saying that, hey, we just got him. Now, you didn't see Obama. Osama bin Laden. You didn't see his face at all. You seen the back of his head. That's what you seen. That's all you seen was the back of his head. And he was buried at sea, supposedly so he wouldn't be a martyr. Now that is really what is called a false flag. Because there's no evidence of a body. Secondly, then you get a guy almost similar called Bokum and Wizard of Oz. It's not just because he's behind the screen. A curtain represents a show. It's a show going on. It's a movie script. Remember, the wizard was creating movies of himself being great. So this is what's going on. Now we got ISIS. Now, I don't know why anybody in their right mind have not questioned who would name their military operation ISIS. There's no question of it. This is because it's of the killing of the goddess. That's why so many children must die. Now, y'all go look that up and see if I'm making it up. I read occult. I'm in occult dictionaries, occult Bibles, just so I can give y'all this information. ISIS is the killing of the goddess. The black god ISIS, goddess ISIS, is the reason for the killing of our children today. They are killing them at a rate that is put on the altar of the synagogue of Satan, which is the banking interest. This is a ritual that you are being taken in, and it's so deep. It's so powerful. And many of our people participate so willingly, even those who you believe, that's why you must take a look at everybody. Those of you who say, I trust him, or I believe in him, you better take a good look at it. Better take a good look at it. If he's living better than you, and he has not able to trickle down his opulence to you, he's a con artist. If he's not able to trick around his millions of riding around in luxury while you're at home learning how to pay bills and you screaming in football stadiums to a man who's telling you how God wants you to be prosperous with fiat money. Think about that. He don't have enough love for you to tell you that it's fiat. He has many of our women hold us down women. Our women is the goddess Isis, and she is being played on a spiritual high. Our women are being pimped through spirituality because they are the spiritual beings. That's why so many of them are in the church. I just seen this. I won't even name them, but He had a stadium full of women, black women, white women, Hispanic women, screaming. And when they got home, I'm sure they was raising hell afterwards, but when they was in there, they were the happiest you could ever see them. And then you ask yourself, how was a man able to ride around in jets and so forth? He an opulent, and I'm still paying bills. Y'all got to wake up. See, that's part of dead niggas. You dead. You only are portraying what they want you to believe in. So you have now quarantined yourself from reality. And meaning that you have blocked out facts, truth. And all you want is a falsehood that is nothing more than a FEMA camp. That they are all leading us, including our children, into. I'm going to talk to my sister here about the immigrants, because she is of Hispanic descent, and she sees that it is a huge influx of Spanish people coming into this particular sector, because they already was here. Mexico was already here. Mexicans had already ruled certain sectors of this continent. So, sister, in talking to you and to the Latin world, I want to ask you, you know, being that this could possibly put on the immigrants as being the Ebola carriers. What's your view on that?
This is very—it's very hard because with this now with the school that started, they had—they were saying that children, immigrant children, are coming into our school system. And with no guardians. And this is a horrible situation, and it's another plot. It's another game that the powers that be are playing. And to me, it's all just veering towards that one world governmental system, you know, breaking the borders. That is what I'm seeing, because you know there's already yesterday. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Finish what you're gonna say. Go ahead.
Yesterday I was watching the Spaniard documentary in Spain, and they're talking about this coin system called RES, and it takes over the euro. So it's heading down that way. Everything is heading down the one world governmental system. So it's everything has to be like very united. And, you know, in reference to what you were saying about, you know, this Ebola issue, I mean, they've been doing experiments, I mean, you know, right here in Miami, in Florida, as a matter of fact, with the cases of, you know, of these young folks getting marijuana in the street, and then all of a sudden they turn carnivorous, you know, with that situation that we have with the Haitian young man.
Yes. And, that was interesting. And you haven't heard that. You haven't heard it lately. You know, those of you who keep abreast of that, we have not heard anymore. We had two people who actually has huge superhuman strength. Not too long ago, they had to shoot him. They tased him. He still didn't die. It took a beret of bullets before that he went down. So that was very strange. Of course, no. Remember that? No autopsies. There were no autopsies whatsoever. So there's a lot of that going on as well. But you mentioned.
Excuse me, Dry Bones, but actually he was mutating. When they showed, obviously, they're not going to show in the newscast, they're not going to show his whole body, you know, the nudity of his body. But when I was looking, I saw one of his foot, and that was, you know, popping out. And I was, well, I'll be done. Man, his foot doesn't look human. So I went into Facebook and I put it in the wall and I started advising, you know, friends of mine, and they started looking at this and they were like, goodness gracious, you're right. That's some scary thing.
He
was mutated.
He was actually mutated.
Yes.
And I've seen it too. That was actual fact that came out. They were saying that he just not was acting normal. They had said they never seen nothing like that ever. And, of course, it went in the news, and as quickly as it went in the news, it went out the news. We no longer heard of it, no longer. Just like we no longer hear of the person, of how he ate the person's face off. Today I've heard, and I'm going to tell everybody why I'm saying all this. It's a program called Super Soldiers. Go to Google, put in Super Soldiers. You will see a program brought in by scientists, primarily Russian. I'm not saying Russian Nazis or Russian Khazars. I know they were saying of Russian descent. And remember, they wanted to have an army that would not be tired. That was the whole thing. An army that would not get stressed out, would not get tired, would be able to last out there for a long time and did not care what they ate. This is in the memo. Did not care. Now, y'all want to get serious about the mutants? The reason why he failed in his super soldier attempt was he mutated humans with the African ape, which has 24 cell chromosome structures, and we had 23, so he could not be able to do it. He was trying hard. He was going to make us have a person have the strength of an ape mixed in with human being. He could not do it. Now, that was back in some years back. That was during the Cold War. Now, think about where they at today, y'all. Think about where they at today. What are they planning to do? Now, y'all say, what they got to do with regular life? It had a lot to do with regular life, because once they create one event, a false flag, considering, and I'm going to bring this up. Y'all tell me what y'all think. On the line, false flag. Could it be New York? We had a rabbi who got killed today here. I don't advocate shooting anybody in the middle of the street. I don't advocate it at all. But this is in Miami. This is the Khazar Resort. I'm going to say this clearly. This is the Khazar Resort. Anybody who's seen Hidden Colors, I'm going to tell you truthfully what happened. Hidden Colors could not go there, but I'm going to go there. Hidden Colors, at the end of it, showed you Yahweh Ben Yahweh. And, of course, Yahweh Ben Yahweh was a very influential individual here in Miami, especially in the black community. He had everywhere, Little Haiti, he had prominent businesses. But, of course, he got brought down through this statue called RICO. What they didn't tell you was he had a hotel that was called Sun City, S-U-N, not S-O-N, S-U-N, Sun City. Put it on Miami Beach. Of course, those of you who are into the
we can't hear you, Dry Bones. You got off. Coming back, but you got off, just to let you know. We still can't hear you, but it's okay. You're getting... Always happens.
Okay, I'm back, hopefully. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can, yeah. Can you hear me? Okay, you're back off. Can't hear you now.
Hello?
Now we can. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you. Obviously, it took me out again, but this is the truth. All those of you who did not understand, I was talking about Hidden Colors. He had a show about that, the Yahweh part. Those you've seen Hidden Colors 3. There was never an issue until he put that hotel on Miami Beach, which is the Khazar High Temple. Those are where the temples are at. And when that was actually done, then the ball went rolling. And we'll leave it as the fact that that's when all the crap fell and you end up having another episode of Dead Niggas. Because there has never been a black hotel since that time. Peoples, a man named Peoples, brought the remaining part after it was taken over from Yahweh Ben Yahweh, and then he lost it and has never been one since. So this is very serious information we're giving out tonight. Obviously enough to take me off because I'm supposed to be into my, it's amazing what happens here. But I will say this, we have to come to truth. We can't keep playing with this. We got to come to truth. What's happening today is we're not coming to truth, and people are just doing what they want to do and make up stuff. And not give you the facts. Now, I might be able to put myself back. Let me see if I can get back into the show.
Let me see here. If I hear myself.
You're back.
Okay.
See, we can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
Yes. Can you hear what I'm saying right now?
Now I can. How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. And yourself?
Go ahead.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
Okay.
2073, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. 1-8-5-9-5-9. You still on there with me?
Yeah, I'm on there, bro. I just had to mute. Bro.
I'm good. I'll unmute you because I don't know what's going on. You know, we got to that subject. The show was fine until I started talking about the actual happenings on Miami Beach, but another false flag, y'all. I said we had a killing here of a very prominent rabbi of Brooklyn. It happened today.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow two men shot him, they claim, but no one's seen anything. I don't even know how they know it's two men, to be honest with you. Am I making that up? They said two men, yet no one's seen anything. So I don't know how two men even came into the program with no one seeing anything, but they said two men. Now they had this big one. Now they're saying it's a hate. Now they're saying it's a hate crime, or they want it to be a hate crime. Now again, no one knows why this is happening. But
no, it was because a gentleman, a witness, that came to him, and while he was dying, he told him. You know, and this was on Shabbat. This was on Saturday.
Yeah, but I didn't see. They didn't show no witness. They didn't show no witness on TV today. They just showed him saying.
They did. And the guy said that he said, "No, I'm a rabbi from Brooklyn, and two men were the ones that, you know, did this to me."
Okay, but did he say the ethnicity of the two men? Because they haven't said no ethnicity whatsoever.
No,
they didn't. That usually means they're black. I mean, they're not black.
Well, they're not. They're probably not black because they didn't say no ethnicity whatsoever, and which is strange if he said he's seen the people, which they have not named. So everybody, keep a good look on this because this is all the way in New York, and New York has a high population here in Miami. So we see if something happened in New York that's big here, it's going to be seen here. So obviously we're going to be having to keep an eye on him because he's in Crown Heights, thousands of people showed up for him when he got brought back to New York. It's going to be very interesting to see, based off the fact that a lot of this is could be construed with Israel bombing the hell out of Syria. You know, again, let's be real, y'all. Cynthia McKinnon told y'all. See, that's why I said you can't trust the CDC. That means the Congressional Black Caucus. If that woman went on the line and told y'all, that's why I'm scared of black people. I got negrophobia. Oh, yes. Negrophobia is in me. Because when I watch people who put themselves online and negros happen to just look at it as no big deal and go along as life as usual, I have to be nervous about that because that means they wouldn't give a damn about me. And that goes for all of you out there to be very aware of this. Negrophobia is real. Now, she told you that they have to support Israel. That came from Cynthia McKinney to all you who say y'all love her. That came from her. Now she's not even in the country. She got to be going in and out because she can't get back into politics here because of the statements. But these are the things that somebody said, what can we do? You know, I'm going to jump on this for a minute and give me a bear with me. The next time somebody asks you what can we do, just walk away from them. Seriously. That got to be a very serious problem with that individual's mindset. What can we do? What can I do? If you don't know what to do by now, really, it's serious. That's how serious this is. Now, I can say, yeah, I can. If somebody can tell you how things to do, you may not even listen because you have to have celebrities now. That's how brainwashed we are. A celebrity has to guide us. He has to come from another area that he don't live in and tell you how you should be doing things, you know. Can you imagine somebody coming down here really who don't never been in Miami and don't know the population is very diverse? You may not even hear English. Am I making this up, my sister? You may not even hear English in some parts of this area.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's telling you how you should react to something that they don't deal with. It's kind of, you have to wake up, y'all. We have to wake up. These are false flags. A lot of the people are coming here under the pretense that they are living a better life. Now, here we are saying that this is Babylon. Now, think about what we're doing here. Many of us who've been in here for years and years of our lives say, this is Babylon. Yes. Somebody making a lot of noise. I got to take you out. I don't know who it is, but it's a lot of noise going on. I'll figure it out soon. Anyway. It's one of those things where you have to say to yourself, how can this be done? How can this be done if we so wide awake as a people? You know, if we so conscious, if we got this so-called conscious community that goes to Egypt and come back, yet you be coming back, we still dumb. You know what I'm saying? There's some high-powered knowledge that's in our ancestors' vault. But we're coming back to people who don't even want to hear about the Mayat. They don't want to hear. They can't even equate Horus with Jesus. Yeah, that's why our enemies, and I'm going to mention Bill Gates for a minute, y'all, and y'all want to jump on. Bill Gates is financing this, y'all. What is Bill Gates? Is it Bill Gates Apple? What is Bill Gates? Apple or?
Microsoft.
Microsoft, yeah. Bill Gates is Microsoft. Planned Parenthood, depopulation program is on his mind. He even admits to it. Yet you got Puffy and Jay-Z all hanging out. You don't think they know that? You don't think, I mean, doesn't that, if I can figure this out, and I'm not that bright, how can Jay-Z amongst millions can't figure out that, you know, this guy finances eugenics? You don't think he knows? You don't think none of these guys ever, I mean, we can find out, you know, we read, they read. You don't think they know that this is the mindset of this particular person? But yet, they know they got some fools that's going to buy their records. You know, if they got some fools buying their records while they promote genocide, then you're in your own demise. That's why I tell black folks all the time, Negrophobia is on my mind. Because you got to be worried about our people who don't even care about themselves being genocide. That's serious stuff. You don't care enough about yourself being genocide. That's why I tell Africans, it's hard for us to help you because you know why it's hard to help me? For us to help you? Because when I go on YouTube and I look at Africa and I watch the Africans that are supposed to be my brothers, are actually as if they don't like us. Why is that? My sister, are you moving around? Because there's a lot of noise coming from your phone. I hope you can just keep it down just a wee bit so we can. Thank you so much. Okay. And then this is what we're going to. Let me bring somebody else on the line right quick. 3274. Excuse me for not having the proper sound because of them cutting me off, but go ahead. 3274. Or you dry bones. You had your hand up. 3274. No? All right. I'll take you out of here. I guess you just want to listen. Those of you who are listening, I appreciate you for staying on. It's been a blessing to have y'all listening. And I think this conversation should be taken out to others to listen to, download, give it to others, discuss it. Because, you know, this is this discussion that we need to have amongst each other if we're going to further our growth here. There's many people coming here. And everybody who I listen to always say, you know, I want my piece of the pie. I want my piece of the pie. And are we really looking at the whole pie? Black America, just for a moment. You pretty much mingle with everybody. You really do. You don't have a problem with people even moving in the neighborhood, you know, because really you're good-hearted people. But it comes a time when you're about to feel what is called being usurped because you're watching others come in who I just told you don't have the mindset because they are under the influence of European terminology. Just because they speak Creole, that's French. Broken English, Queen's English, Spanish, which is the Portuguese and all that, Dutch. All these languages are coming to us from the Dutch West Indies and so forth. The mindset is that of that person that gave you that language. So the bitterness is automatically in us because they bring in the same bitterness that they have for the other European nations that they have. Only thing, we haven't figured out how they consider the table and divide up Africa. I think that should be the biggest, most analyzed conversation of how you can go into war with enemies and come out and carve up the most prized possession on the planet Earth to say, this is yours, this is yours, this is yours, after you had two world wars. And now I'm going to create a third one. That's something that we never talked about. We're too busy talking about, and the common person, about things that is really unattainable. We talk about getting land. How can you get land if we have not figured out how to kill Agenda 21? How? How can we get farm? How can you get farmland when you didn't even help the farmers who lost their land? Black farmers are gone, practically. The small amount that's left, you wasn't crying or making noise when you was asking for help. You sure wasn't? How can you talk about gun control? You better be glad some of y'all got guns. Because actually, a gun control family or a gun control neighborhood is a safe neighborhood because they don't want to become dead niggas when they try to rob you. Because, see, that's what's really happening, y'all. We got to quit lying. Our biggest issue is us. You know, we concentrate on a lot of things, but if we can kill their internal. See, when you get killed from cancer, it's internally. It's inside the body. You don't get killed from cancer basically on the outside, that's the skin. But that inside cancer, that one inside your liver, inside, that's internal. That's a killer. That's what we got going on. We got some cancers throughout our neighborhood. Our young people are the brightest things that you can produce, but look what we're producing. And they are getting wilder by the day. if this persists into 2016 or 2015, guarantee you they're already doing curfews, y'all. How many of y'all know they're doing curfews out there? Y'all, they're curfewing in certain cities already. That's martial law. You didn't even know it. Anytime you can restrict a person's activity, martial law. Slow erosion into martial law in some places, fast erosion for those like in New York, where they can chokehold you and then the guy who takes the picture, jail, goes and gets picked up for taking the camera picture. See how fast, see how the difference is? From the small places like rural America, they're doing it slowly. These big urban centers, they fast and furious. They ain't playing. And so while y'all watching each other go down the tubes, the only thing we are going to see is more dead niggas. Based on the fact that this is the World Health Organization plan. Genocide the niggas. Now, y'all been watching these movies, The Godfather. I never could understand why anybody would want to be called Capo and all these, I'm the Don and I'm Gotti. When you listen to The Godfather 2 and they sat around the table and all the Godfather said, well, we into narcotics. I want to bring narcotics in. And they were debating where narcotics should go. They said, well, not in our neighborhood. They can't go in our neighborhood. They said, okay. Can't be around schools. Okay. I'll tell you what, let's give it to the niggas. They don't have no souls. And isn't that what they did? They put the drugs in the niggas' neighborhood because guess what? That equals more dead niggas. And the more dead niggas you have, the richer they get through insurance policies. See, it's a game of this. They got this thing, and you think y'all, oh, I got insurance. You ain't making more than them. Going to the grave costs $6,000 almost. Just to die. You know, and we always are catching into these schemes. We just want to hear people scheme on us. Sounds so good. That's why I don't try to scheme. I just come with facts. If facts can get me rich, then that, so be it. But scheming, there's nothing magical about being in reality world. Nothing, you know, it's nothing magic. This is this real world. They are playing us. Playing us. Those of you who are in law enforcement, y'all need these. See, let me tell you how this thing works, y'all. Y'all know it as simple as I do. You got to have homicide. Got to have it. Because you got to have detectives. I always tell people all the time when I see them, say, crime pays, don't they? Look at me crazy. Yeah, crime pays. It pays their salary. So half the time, they in cahoots with this. Unfortunately, it's hard to find real good people who are in the law enforcement that are really genuine. And there's some. Don't get me wrong. There's some. But they're outnumbered because it is a fraternity, man. It's a fraternity. Anytime you have fraternity, you have clandestine information not being given out. That means that, hey, I can plant evidence. I can chokehold you and kill you. I'm hoping that this brother backs me up because, you know, or sister backs me up because we're in the game. And that's what's happening, y'all. Now, let's talk about depopulation with Obama. I meant to tell everybody that with the 50,000, it's over 50,000 now. We're talking about maybe 100 to maybe 200,000 people right now are just in the camps throughout the United States. They got to go to school in September. They're going to be around your kids right now. These are people. These ain't. I'm not making them to be anything other than human. But I'm saying here's that scenario. Back to school, got to get shots, all this. Viruses that kids give. This is why I say the kids are they sacrificial lambs. They've got these kids. They're going to go to school with yours. Now, one outbreak from one of these people who really didn't have it, they was given it. It's like we was given syphilis, like we was given gonorrhea, like we was given all the rest of these diseases. There is no AIDS. It was made up. So that's to tell people about AIDS. They got us so scared, they thought it was going to stop us from having sex. They really did. They said, well, they're going to, they'll stop having sex if we tell them they can get AIDS. But, you know, that's just too powerful. So we just said, hell, we're going to put rubbers on everything. Still ain't working. Now, you don't even hear any more about AIDS that much. Kind of went down a little bit. Ain't no AIDS talk. They got to come up with something different to get your mind, because the AIDS wasn't working. The AIDS talk stopped a while back. Even if prominent people died, they still couldn't stop it. But this Ebola, that's a little more frightening, because there's no way of knowing how you catch it. It's in the air, or they say you're supposed to get secretions. They really ain't telling you. Now, here's the key, y'all. The CDC has the patent. Look it up. They have the patent for the Ebola virus. Every virus in the CDC is one is made. All the viruses are made there, or Fort Detrick, Maryland. They make a lot of the viruses in Fort Detrick, Maryland. So Maryland, another high concentration of blacks. D.C., another high concentration of blacks. They have no problem letting that happen. They will quarantine that black boy so quick. And if you don't know what quarantine means, they mean they got to take you to another location and supposed to be where they debrief you or they cleanse you off supposedly and monitor you to see if you are able to go back. Now, with this new law Obama put in, it's nothing saying how long they can keep you in that. If y'all read it, go ahead and read it. Second of order does not tell you how long they can keep you. Now, I'm not saying it's executive order 13295. It's executive order brought in by our buddy George Bush. And it's not nothing I can tell you that he has just been keeping it going. Now, many of you will say, well, you know, y'all so glad to see, you know, a black president. Well, you know, if you're that glad, why don't you make sure he stays clean? Because he's about to be considered the worst. Keep it going, and he's going to be considered the worst, regardless of what you think. They don't care what you think, basically, because they know you're going to vote for him anyway. They knew this. They got called prognosticators who watch people's voting habits, and they knew that a black face would just put y'all in a frenzy. And when that black face came out, y'all came out like zombies. And y'all zombie to the polls. And all y'all hit was what y'all seen was Obama was a zombie name. Obama. Know how they had y'all? Obama. 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 They were putting a spell on it in. And then, boom, y'all went to the polls. Didn't care what legislation he had. He could have killed us the next day in legislation. Y'all would have still voted for him. Now, you found out that something ain't right. And you still holding on because mentally, you don't know what to do. Because, of course, when you're dealing with Ebola, CDC, that's mind control. That means your mind is not stabilized no more. So you have to realize that what's going on is, now, we at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to try to bring y'all in. Brother Montu, go ahead. Sister, and those of you who do want to come in, I'm giving you the opportunity now.
Right, brother.
Unfortunately, I'm not on the phone. But Montu, ask me this: you do a lot of research, man, and I look to your expertise on looking at especially in dissecting. Yeah, what's your take on this? I would say kind of a genocidal movement based off us reacting in certain ways that would create, like, they want us to like get excited, go into the streets without thought, go into the streets without thinking about a strategy of how to get, you know, redemption or how to get it. What you think? Are they playing what they call a psychobabble game with us, knowing that they can get us to react?
Well, yeah, brother. I mean, they have studied cultures. They have studied the art of war. They know that majority of our people think war is when people hit the concrete with bullets, I would say, bulletproof vests, the shields, the batons. Majority of people believe that is war. They do not understand that that's the last end of war. You have economic wars. You have biological wars. You have propaganda wars. Majority of our people do not understand, and I will say not other cultures don't either, but definitely African Americans or any other minority group. It's very few. It's only a few people who are enlightened. So when these things happen and they start to implement these agendas, these plans, these strategies, they really don't know when it's happening because they've got you glued to Love and Hip Hop, Bad Girl Club. Either we want, you know, hey, I'm a football fan, that too. You're so glued to people who really have no power. We must understand the people that run the country is no LeBron James, no Michael Jordan, no Queen Latifah, no Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey is nothing more, and I give more power to my women, my sisters, but she is nothing more than a tool, just like Obama. So what you're seeing right now is almost a destruction of a people. Now, the difference between black people and other ethnic groups who are, let's just say, Caucasian, European, they are more organized. And I have told people this over and over. We're living in a capitalistic, technically almost a communist country. We keep thinking it's, you know, democracy. You really want a republic. But democracy is nothing more than tyranny. But they give you the illusion. The thing is, they are prepared. The job I work at, I know these people. They have generators. They have pantries. They have bunkers. They have ammunition to the teeth. They teach their children how to shoot. They teach their children how to fight, especially now with the MMA. A lot of underground militant groups, now I'm not saying black groups don't do it, but you're not more organized than these people because guess what? They have upper crust. Elite whites who will fund money to the Klan, skinheads. Now, they catch a couple of them when they get out of line and they got to shut them down. But if you notice, in Sanford, they let this militant group go. They bond out and was out. Now, if that had been the new Black Panther, they'd still be in jail. So you deal with something that is so organized. And I'm going to say it now. I don't care if I hurt people's feelings because it's getting too late. Stop with these Negroes who think they got looking out for you. Jesse Jackson ain't looking out for you. Al Sharpton ain't looking out for you. They only bring them niggas to make y'all march, and they give money to the hotels and restaurants, and they get y'all niggas under a spell, and then they make you march and go right back home. And them sucker niggas go right back to their handlers and say, look at what we did to them niggas. It's okay. We got the Christian. They easy. All you got to do is put Jesus and turn the other cheek. Then we got them marching. That ain't going to work because we know that's foolishness. They know the only thing we run is our mouth. They have us to a T. And I feel bad every time I think about it because I'm like, I don't know everything. But I've just been researching this from my dad for almost 30 years, 41. So that means when I was 10, 11, I studied through my dad because he was a big historical buff and a big time watching politics. So all my people who have been raised like me, we see it, and it's just hurtful. It's really hurtful.
It is. It's very depressing when you think about it, and that's why I tell people you got to keep your head up, got to keep yourself, enjoy the beauty of this world as well. But those of you who put in your life trying to be a part of something of, let's just say, edification, of people, period, just in the conversation and anything else you can do to help edify yourself, because anything, you learn from others as well. But it seems to be we have a disconnect when it comes down to talking real political problems and what the real solution is. If you got a politician that's been sitting in that position for over 15 years, and if they're district is still poor, you have to be pretty idiotic to keep him elected. That's on us, y'all. That's part of being alert. And see, what I noticed with other groups that have been able to come here, the person they put in the position makes sure they get that funding to their own. Even if they got some criminal in them, they still know we got to get some funding to our people because they ain't going to go for it. They ain't going to keep us in here if we keep stealing. And that seems to be what happened with anybody. And when anybody who goes overboard, that people who's in position usually get you out eventually. That goes along with all revolutions. But we have watched many of our so-called elected and not elected just by being called leaders just really get paid for not making any real legitimate changes. Now, yes, they need our participation, and I'm going to tell everybody this. We can't talk if we ain't going to participate. So if you don't plan to participate, then this may not be for you. But if you are into this and you've been around people who are in politics and you watch them go from, say, a C school to a F, and you got a candidate that's there who is going to put her essence into bringing these kids into some type of understanding of a B, and you watch this person take it to an F, if you vote for the person who took the school to an F, then you are a bunch of fools. And you deserve to be stayed in F. You deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't even come out of it. But if you are smarter to say, you know what, we got to take a new direction, let's try somebody fresh, and I'm just putting that out there for those who are for super school district up there in Pinellas County. If you know that your school district has gone backwards and you put that person in, then you just stay. And you can't be real business people because business people don't put foolish people back in office. So if you got a business lead and you're going to watch a person who puts our kids, who is the next level of our generation, and they're going backwards, and you vote for that person to go backwards, then you ain't a real business person either, because that business person looks out for its interest. And that interest is our youth. So right there is a disconnect, because we got a fake business group all through our country, all through our neighborhood. They're just a bunch of fakes. They ain't got no real money to really be a movers and shakers, truthfully. But we allow out of love to say, yeah, that's such a shop, that's such a shop. And we try to go there, but we know y'all can't hire but two people. We talking about business meaning when we can hire some people, put them to work. That's a real business group that could put people to work. And if you don't have that, then you are not a real business group. Let's get that understood across all of Black America. Having yourself three people and we got 35% unemployment. If we can't lower our own unemployment by having able to hire ourselves, guess what we are? Dependent on the federal government of the North American Union. It's not a country. I'm not even going to say it. It's the North American Union. Get used to it. You will be hearing it real soon. You are in the North American Union sector, and this is what they are doing. Even they know it. That's why they're about to ship everybody out of here that is military, because they cannot have them there. They have already asked everybody. You know what the craziest thing is, brothers and sisters out there who are listening? They even did tests asking the military, would you shoot on civilians? And those who said yes, no problem. Those who said no, it was given medicine. Remember when Lieutenant Dorothy was telling you how the VA, why do you think the VA is messing up the military people? Because they can't have them wanting to fight. They might know how to explode stuff and do demolition. You know, they taught these cats how to kill. They can't have them out here disillusioned and mad at them for what they've done to them, so they keep them drugged up. And many of them, you know, let's be honest with everybody, we are very symbolic people. We love titles. So even though you know you're in the Grand Sharif or you're in the Grand Potentate, you know you're not. You know you're not. It's a name. A potentate has absolute power. It can run a bank. It can put finances at the signing of a pen. So you're not able to do that. These are titles that have disillusioned our people. Because we want something so bad, and then we go by these names. Now, let's ask ourselves this. Atlanta, Georgia, a very prominent location, Georgia. We had Dr. Malachi York was stationed in Georgia. I think he knew a little bit about what we're talking about here, about the diseases. I know he did. But even with him being able to be taken out of Georgia the way he was, regardless of what his situation was, it was no recourse. It was no recourse. All the bright minds that are on talk radio or on these shows telling us how they can get this, that, this, it was no recourse. Nobody was there. Nobody was there talking all that, how they can do Section 578 and put a 44 bin number in and all this. You weren't there to get them out. You weren't there to get anybody out. So a lot of energy is going into this, everybody. You're putting a lot of energy into something that really has not shown numbers. And I'm about numbers. This is working so precise, they will be after y'all. Or they'll be really worried. But we're going to mess it up for ourselves. I'm going to tell you how I know this. Here's another thing where they know we ain't got sense, and it's going to equal dead. As soon as we get some knowledge of how to get stuff, it was that thing about with the houses, eminent domain. Now, instead of going to the hood and get a house and fixing that up, we're going to go right into Belgrade and, I mean, these beautiful areas, Harbor of Nights, and I mean, rich folks everywhere. And we're going to party in these houses because we figure we just got away with this thing that's from the 1800s. You know, talk about we can settle what we want as long as we stay the 7 years. Now, the key was 7 years. That was the key word, because they knew once they found out you wasn't going to be able to stay there in those 7 years. They did it be yours. But we, so crazy, we didn't say let's buy blocks of our own hood and fix it up. We want to buy it into another neighborhood. Show you our mindset. Still brainwashed no matter how much knowledge you think you have. You went to where the enemy, and guess what they did? They got together and they made laws up now that you don't last but a few days in these houses. They coming at, matter of fact, they're going to be bringing in the military police in a little while, and they'll be in black to pull you out them damn houses because you messed up. Because you could not want to show love in your own hood and say, let's buy our houses. Let's fix these up as a group, make the hood look better, show the hood how this is done, show the hood how you can fix the area up. Nah, you want to go and pretend like you're rich, just like your oppressor, and now they are putting the new laws to stop all that. Show you how bright this is, y'all. It shows you that they really not thinking about ahead. It's about now. And if you're thinking about now and not looking ahead, you don't have no future for the kids. That's why it's going to be hard for them to find jobs in the next 3 years. All who graduate, going to be hard. Better take advantage of everything you can do, young people, right now on your own. Try to learn as much as you can from anybody who wants to teach you, because it's going to be necessary. Mm-hmm. Skills are going to be needed. Mm-hmm. Skills are going to be needed. Now, let me ask y'all some questions out here who I want to get out there. New call. Let me see if y'all want to get on this one. 7820. You want to get on this call or not? 7820.
Hello?
Hello, I hear you.
Hey, what's up? This is Gumby, man.
Hey, what's up, bro? How you feeling, man?
Hey, I'm feeling good, man. I'm hearing you, man. You know, I stay up with you guys, man. I've been working on a little project, man. I'm going to come on the show, and I'm going to really do some deep stuff. But on the note that you were talking about as far as with African-Americans and the whole economy, I'm actually working on a newspaper right now. It's called the African-American Daily. And what it does is it picks out some of the attributes of the things that we do most in the economy. You understand what I'm saying? Like, let's say African Americans bought $1 billion worth of shoes. We need to know that as a community. We also need to know the rate in which our kids are going in prison, because all these things are making money for the government. We need to really know what big of a commodity that we are to the government. So if we can create some type of newspaper and something to create these statistics that people can see these on a daily basis so we can know where our money going, because we really have a lot more power than we think we do now. You got things like Black Twitter where Black people are pretty much taken out and saying what's on their mind and getting out to the media. If we take those type of things and we combine it with statistics and what Black people are buying, then we'll know where to put our money in these stock markets in these different places. Then we can take our power and then start investing in some of the political things that we need to do as a people. But before we can do that, we need to really get in depth in what, because it's bigger than the boycotts in the civil rights era where we stopped taking the
part. Right.
Now we run really big parts of the economy. You know, we move big numbers. And we need to point that out.
I like what you said there. It's like a trend setting type of mentality you're talking about. Yeah, that would be something interesting because I think that would be show people exactly what is our pinpoint target audience or our pinpoint target purchases and could possibly be investment into those areas that we happen to spend our money in. That is a very, to me, a very smart thing. So if you get that thing set up within the next few weeks, I would love to have you on here, especially give me some good statistics, and
really,
we can shoot that out to you.
She's definitely on it, and it's going up, and we also thought something else to get other Black businesses to work with each other. So when we drop the newspaper,
well, let me ask you something. Let's say Black business, because you know about Black people businesses, and we've been around some people that are successful. Our sister Paulette Hair Salon was one of the most successful salons down here in South Florida. But we still find that we do not have that cohesion of bartering or selling amongst each other with the problem. I mean, outside of barbecue and so forth like that, we don't really have a hair. Hair it seems to be the number one commodity for you Black women. I mean, if I were to say hair is one of the most, I would bet the biggest thing we spend on as far as women is hair. I think that's a very, but then again, now here we go. We got the hair understanding, but who controls the hair? The hair industry is controlled by quite a few people other than ourselves. And so we allow that because we won't bring in or we can't. And I'm going to say this. I don't think everything's easy, everybody, because commerce is controlled, and so, yes, they can say, oh, you know, you can't get the license to trade hair with India because India does a lot of hair as well. So, yeah, it is a lot of stuff involved with that. I'm not going to make it sound easy, but I think it's something that we should all think about. We should definitely think about it for the next time. When you available for that, brother? Let me know when you're available.
We could try to get together next week. I actually want to get your personal phone number. We can sit down and talk about it. She's really on point, you know, and she's going to be running the newspaper, and she's bringing some of the blogs, and she knows a couple African-American representatives
I'll get your number.
The Black companies working together, we also want to do a coupon system where we have Black companies advertised in there, and we have a coupon system to where if you go to this Black-owned store with this coupon, they'll give you a discount. Or if you go to this store and you go here to get your haircut by this Black-owned barbershop, then you get a discount. And that's how we kind of want to work that in there, create this coupon system where it gathers all of us in one area for these different services.
I think that's a good idea. I think that will be economically sound for us to start doing something. And we must make sure that those businesses hold up to their bargain of the deal. Mm-hmm. We can't have it where they get it one way. Because, see, this is where we have problems, and I'm going to be honest with everybody. Y'all know this to be true. We start off wanting to be with Black people, with our people, and that go for all y'all, Haitians, whatever, Jamaican. But attitude means a lot, y'all. Attitude means a lot. We like to have y'all learn that smiling ain't hard to do when somebody give you their money. Just act like I'm white, and you'll be smiling your ass off. So think the same way, and guess what? We'll be in there every day. So I'll be informed with that, but let me get some more people calls on it. Thank you, man. Appreciate you for calling. That's something that we got to worry about, y'all. Courtesy. But that's not part of tonight. Tonight is Ebola CDC, Atlanta, Georgia. Keep with that nigga. I want y'all to know right now, statistically, we dying. I'm going to go back to what the brother said. Statistically, we are dying fast and furious. The CDC, go to their website, you'll find out that we are leading in all indicators of diseases from, you know, the sickle cell, high blood pressure, you name it. It ain't all eating. Because some people eat more fatty foods than us in China and Japan and Indonesia, so let's cut that right there. You know, that's a misnomer. Just watch the World Eating Channel, and you'll see somebody eat something that your behind would never eat. That'd be some pig balls, and they'll be eating them up with some mustard and everything. And you'd be talking about, oh, that'd be yummy, yummy, and they skinny as hell. Something ain't right. Anyway, let's be honest with this. But we got to start thinking about these tricks that are going to lead. If we smart enough to see the deception, maybe, just maybe, we can divert people's plans that will be used against us. Because this plan now is to be used against us and all people. But primarily because of the history we have, it is going to be done by those they seem to be deemed unworthy. That's why it was so easy to do little experiments on us. And for this to happen, everybody, this is coming from people who brought over Nazi Germany's scientists and eugenics program. You still can't get away from that. That is where the root, the base is coming from. You don't hear none of our black leaders even bringing that up. If I could find this out, I'm sure El Sharpton living over at CNN can figure that out too. You know, think about it. If I can see that Hitler brought von Braun and Goebbels and you name the rest, Dr. Mengele, and they all escaped, and next thing I know they popped up here in the United States, and we can figure that out, that they still run the science programs. You telling me not one speech ever given to